This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be taken seriously. The news has been full of comment and criticism surrounding a recent TV program that included a live on-air marriage of two complete strangers. It was another sad chapter in the depressing history of American television, a sad chapter that yielded high ratings, albeit for one night only. The ratings are apparently the result of the original question striking a chord with people. That question, who wants to marry a multimillionaire, apparently gets a yes answer more often than we imagine. But now, with the TV debacle behind us, more people are coming forward to say this kind of wedding between a millionaire and a common person is not all it's cracked up to be. Howard Stiffel reports.
When Louis Parker said, "I do," to Samantha Carr, he assumed he was saying yes to a brand new life.
I had it all figured out, you know? I mean, she was going to support me. Her company's worth $1 billion, and she's, well, you know, it's her company. Uh-huh. Well, you know, not that I was marrying her for money alone. No, I wasn't. I love her for herself. It's just that herself is loaded.
It was every little boy's dream come true. A fairy tale romance with a beautiful princess leading to a life of comfort and privilege and ease.
Samantha works a lot. I knew that. In fact, I was kind of counting on it. I mean, I like hunting and fishing and hiking and stuff like that, and she spends 18-hour days in the office. Uh-huh. So I figured I could have any kind of gear I wanted and wide-open days to do whatever I liked.
Sure.
And when she took a vacation, maybe we'd go to the Super Bowl, you know, or the Masters.
But after Louis and Samantha tied the knot, his dreams of first-class life began to unravel.
Well, really, we hadn't spent much time together. I know it sounds silly, but I didn't even see the house where we live until after the wedding.
And?
What a pathetic little dump.
Little did Louis Parker know, his new wife, the multimillionaire, was not the person he expected her to be.
When I found out where the money came from, I was flabbergasted. It had literally never occurred to me that she got rich that way.
Well, what was it? Drugs?
Well, no.
Crime?
No.
Worse?
Well, in a very short period of time, you know, I mean, just after we got married.
Uh-huh.
It became crystal clear to me. I'm sorry, it's a little hard. It became clear to me that Samantha was incredibly,
yeah,
almost pathologically,
uh-huh,
stingy.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh yeah. I'm so sorry.
See, I thought I was abandoning just a few of my core values to live a life of luxury.
Right.
And then I discovered my silver goddess is as cheap as an old boot.
Oh.
You should see the car she drives. A 74 Dodge Dart.
Oh, well, didn't you see it before the wedding?
Oh, whenever she picked me up, it was in a company car.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes with a driver, you know? I mean, but never, ever in her personal vehicle. You know, Howard, I have a better car than she does, and I work in a bagel shop.
Louis Parker says he was surprised, stunned at the realization that his new multimillionaire wife was a skinflint. But he shouldn't have been, says Dana Selby, author of the book The Eagle Grins.
Most millionaires get that way by pinching pennies, nickels, dimes. When you think about it, it makes perfect sense. They have money because they hate to spend it, but in the popular imagination, millionaires are a reckless bunch. Not true.
So, Louis Parker should have known better.
Many people should know better. They say, "I'm gonna marry a millionaire or a multimillionaire and stop working. I'll just shop or hunt or look at my money." Forget that.
Mm-hmm.
What they really want is someone with a good job, a good salary, who likes to share nice things, and always seems to be running out of money.
Well, that doesn't sound very attractive.
If you want to be given a lot of nice things, an impulsive, reckless spender, that's the way to go.
It's a lesson that Louis Parker learned the hard way.
After I saw the crummy little house and the beaten-down rust bucket of a car, I said to her, "Hey, Samantha, sweetie, you're worth millions. Why not loosen up the purse strings a bit?"
Sure.
Yeah, and she said, oh boy, I'll never forget this. She said, "I am loosening up. I'm going to help you pay for the wedding."
Oh.
Help you pay for the wedding. I invited everybody I knew. I mean, I thought she was paying for the wedding, but we split it down the middle. I can't argue with her. She knows tons of lawyers.
Louis Parker is just one man, a man who married for money and could have stayed hidden with his embarrassment and shame, but he decided to speak up because he knew that other men might benefit from his heartbreaking experience.
You know, I guess if I could say one thing to men out there who are, you know, doing a little gold digging, I mean, you know, I'd say this. Don't think for a minute that her money will grease the skids of your happiness. It's a myth. You know, don't marry for money. Marry for something real and lasting and meaningful. Like the way she looks in a swimsuit.
Louis Parker. Sadder, but wiser. Or just plain sadder. Unfortunately, his advice comes too late to help the one person whose life he'd most like to change. Louis Parker himself. I'm Howard Stoffel.